Singer-songwriter Sandra Larkey hails from Bergen, Norway. His songs are wistful, sensitive, melodic. He's had 5 albums since 2001, and he's only 25 years old. Now, in a world where artists take 2-3 years to put out a release, this year Larkey released not one, but 2 albums, Phantom Punch, recorded with his band in L.A., and the soundtrack for the movie Dan in Real Life. Sandra stopped by the BPP studios yesterday. He told me the film's director, Peter Hedges, asked him to create the music for the movie before production had even started.
So I got access to auditions for the actors, location scouting, being on the set, helping out actors with some musical things that they were doing. And there's a scene where Dane Cook and Steve Carell, who star in the film, are doing a song that I helped sort of structure and make sure that it worked. And all these things made it a really organic process to me, and that became my main inspiration.
I can imagine it also caused you to stretch, because there are tracks on the record which are 50 seconds long. There's one just a humming song.
Yeah,
that you had to do.
Peter wanted a lot of humming. He was obsessed with the humming and the sloppy trumpet.
Well, let's not tease our listeners anymore. Let's actually hear one of the songs from Dan in Real Life. What are you going to play?
This is a song that I actually wrote on the set. I was waiting for Steve Carell to finish a scene so that I could teach him how to pretend to be playing guitar in a scene. And while waiting, there's a lot of waiting on these film sets. I was surprised. I wrote this song and I played it for the director, and he said, yes, that's the song I want. And it's called To Be Surprised. I'm not gonna say, do you ever stop to think along the way? But baby, be prepared to be surprised. You better be prepared to be surprised. Honey, be prepared to be surprised. It's all I know. I'm not gonna state obvious observations everybody makes. But baby, be prepared to be surprised. You gotta be prepared to be surprised. Oh, honey, be prepared to be surprised. It's all I know. The weight of the world and the hurt and the dirt can make you disturbed, but I heard, but I heard. When I wrap my arms around you, every mistake we made crumbles. When I wrap my arms around you, everything echoes a new song. I'm not gonna whine, screaming I'm so tired through a mic. But baby, be prepared to be surprised. You better be prepared to be surprised. Oh, honey, be prepared to be surprised. It's all I know. The weight of the world and the hurt and the dirt can make you disturbed, but I heard. When I wrap my arms around you, every mistake we made crumbles. When I wrap my arms around you, everything echoes a new song. I'm not gonna lie, saying everyone will be all right and fine until we die. What else can you do but hope and pray and say that we'll get by? And be prepared to be surprised. You better be prepared to be surprised. You gotta be prepared to be
be surprised. A honey, be prepared to be surprised. It's all I know.
You're listening to Sandra Lerche performing one of the songs from the Dan in Real Life soundtrack that he wrote. One of the things I think is kind of interesting on your website, you wrote about being at the premiere for this movie where you wrote all the music.
Yes.
And you're very sweet about it because you really are kind of a fan.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah, yeah.
Your guard is totally down about being at this premiere with all these actors and all. You sound like, it just seemed like you were just truly excited.
Yo, no, I got to tell you, this is not my world. This is not what I'm used to, you know. So one thing, of course, is, you know, writing the music for a big Hollywood film with lots of great, famous, talented actors. You know, that in itself is crazy enough for me. And then, you know, then I, of course, I get invited to come to the premiere. And anyway, it was just ridiculous. My wife and I were there. And everybody's taking pictures and they're screaming your name and they want you to smile. I thought I was smiling all along. I looked at my wife and, aren't we smiling? Apparently not, because they're screaming, how about a smile? And we must have had a very, like, I don't know how to describe it, but like Snoopy, when he gets that, like, really...
Little dour, maybe looking
exactly.
A little dour.
Exactly, that's probably how we looked. We thought we were smiling, but it turns out we looked like that. But no, it was so exciting, because the whole cast, almost the entire cast from The Office were there, and I'm a huge fan of The Office. So they were all there, so I got my picture taken with, you know, Dwight Schrute and Phyllis and Stanley and all these characters. Even Patrick Swayze was there. It was crazy.
I want to talk a little bit about your own album you released earlier this year. We were talking a little bit about how you produced the tracks on Dan in Real Life, but you chose to work with a different producer on your new record than the producers you had previously worked with.
Yes.
You chose to work with Tony Hoffer, who's worked with Beck, right, and
yes.
Granddaddy. What did he get out of you that you didn't necessarily know was in you?
You know what? It was, to me, the important thing was a change of scenery, because I'm from a city called Bergen in Norway, and my first three albums have been recorded there with the band that I record with, The Faces Down. And I just wanted, for the Phantom Punch album, I wanted to take us somewhere where it was all about the recording. And these guys, they have kids, they have wives, and that's lovely. But when we record at home in Bergen, you know, everybody goes home to sleep in their own bed and pick up their kids, you know, mm-hmm. all these things. I wanted, for this album, I wanted total focus. And I wanted to go somewhere else. And I thought about this guy, Tony Hoffer, because he had actually contacted me when I was recording my second album, Two Way Monologue. So I was so flattered that he was interested in my stuff. But it wasn't the right time there and then, because I was in the middle of another album. But I thought about that for this. I thought, well, maybe he's the guy. Maybe, you know, I'll send him the demo, see if he's still excited about what he hears. And he liked the demos, and he was very interested. He made, you know, we made it work, and found ourselves spending 6 weeks in Los Angeles recording an album. And that was a big thing for us. It was very exciting, and we were definitely isolated from, you know, Los Angeles is nothing like Bergen, I'll tell you that.
One of the neat things on the CD cover is there's ripped out pieces of paper,
yes.
pictures of, with your writings and your scribblings, and there's always a city and a date up on the top.
That's right.
Is that where you actually wrote the songs?
That is. I wanted this to have a very, you know, sort of a rough, very real feeling, the cover. So I put it together with actually my sister-in-law, who's a graphic designer. Yeah, so it says the city, sometimes the cities, because a lot of these songs were written partly here, partly there. There's one that's, I think it's Bergen, London, Hawaii or something. You know, it's written in bits and pieces here and there. But yeah, I wanted it to read sort of almost like sort of a, you know, like my own personal notebook. Sort of.
Yeah. Can we hear another song?
Absolutely.
All right. What do you want to play for us, Sandra?
I want to play a song from the Dan in Real Life soundtrack. I wrote this for a scene where basically Dan, played by Steve Carell, is told by his oldest teenage daughter that he has to stop hitting on his brother's girlfriend. It's one of many low points for him, and I put together this song for this scene. It's called My Hands Are Shaking.
hands are shaking from carrying this torch, from carrying this torch for you. My lips are bleeding from kissing you goodbye, from kissing you goodbye every night. My sheets are tearing from sleeping in too long, sleeping in too long with you. My hands are shaking from carrying this torch, carrying this torch for you. My head is where it's always been, if only I knew where. My feet can't stand the ground no more, it seems that I don't care. My hands are shaking from carrying this torch, from carrying this torch for you. My lips are bleeding from kissing you goodbye, kissing you goodbye every night. My heart is pounding, yes, yes, yes. My mind just second guess. My love is so articulate, I'm such a mess. My hands are shaking from carrying this torch, from carrying this torch for you. My lips are bleeding from kissing you goodbye, kissing you goodbye, it's all that I do. My hands are shaking from carrying this torch, from carrying this torch for you. I said my hands are shaking from carrying this torch, carrying this torch for you.
So, Sandra Lerke, you are about to wrap up a solo tour on Thursday night. You'll be all done. When you finally relax and kick back, what are you going to remember the most about this particular tour?
Well, I think I'm going to remember all the laughs that I've had with my audience. There's something really, really, I think, disarming and flexible and fun about being up on stage by myself, because there are no limits to the fun we can have, you know. But when I'm up there by myself, it's just me and them, you know, and why not, you know, try to get some sort of conversation going. It's very exciting.
That was singer-songwriter Sandra Lerke. His most recent album is the soundtrack to the film Dan in Real Life. And you can watch a live performance that he did for us right here in the studio by going to our blog at npr.org/Bryant Park. A whole lot more content online as well, like the latest adventures of biker Jill Homer as she trains for the human Iditarod. 350 miles of ice and snow on a bike. And she blogs about it on our website. I'm Allison Stewart. That wraps up this hour of the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. Be surprised. It's all-